So, I've got this neighbor, right? Well, a few of them really, but this one in particular is interesting. Sometimes I'll catch his eye while he's walking his dog or playing with his kids, and I'm checking the mail or something mundane like that. He doesn't seem to think I notice his gaze lingering on me most of the time, but I do. And I know exactly why he's staring. But he doesn't know that I know. It wouldn't be good for either of us if he knew what I know. And so I give him a few moments to look, just to look, before I meet his gaze and his eyes dart away, as if ashamed. Or maybe he just doesn't want to be caught checking out a much younger woman. His wife would likely object. Which makes sense enough. I don't blame her, really. She probably isn't too happy with him right now. That's not my problem. But I can understand why she'd feel hurt or jealous or whatever she's feeling. But let's rewind a little bit. Back to last autumn. An ex and I had rekindled the flame after years of time apart. Well, one issue he and I had was his sex drive was slightly lower than mine, but being back in the honeymoon phase, fucking like jackrabbits eased that for a little while. Well, another important detail is that his stamina has always been incredible. There were no quickies with us. He'd need at least half an hour of simulation for him to come at all. And this suited me just fine, especially with having sex less often than my libido would prefer. But this leads to another important detail to this tawdry little tale. I can't keep quiet. I mean, I mastered the art of self-masturbation as a teen, but I just can't keep quiet when someone else is involved. Touching, or licking me, or kissing me, or biting my neck. Bite my neck and, well, I'm putty in your hands. And when someone slides inside, silence is no longer an option. I'm nothing if not vocal and appreciative in the bedroom. Well, needless to say, it's not difficult to notice half an hour minimum of squeaky bed frame or rhythmic moany groany goodness. Kind of difficult not to, really. I try to be quiet, but well, there's a goddamn good reason I've got a ball gag right next to the condoms in my nightstand. Honestly, it's more of a courtesy to others. Oh, and it's so much fun to scream myself hoarse and not give a damn. Turn on some mid-tempo music, and no one will know the difference. Everyone is happy. So, I should have kept the gag in my mouth that night, the night I'm referring to. But can you really fault a man for wanting to hear the full effect his every move has on the writhing little treat bound at the wrists beneath him? I think not. Also, he'd definitely get his ass kicked the fuck out of my bed pronto if he told me to shut up. Put the gag in my mouth, shove my panties in my mouth. Fuck, you could put your fingers in my mouth. Any of these are infinitely sexier and, well, feasible than telling me to shut up. Don't like it? Don't fuck me. Full stop. Anyhow, said X and I are going at it like we're on the Discovery Channel. My wrists tied to the headboard, face up, with him straddling me, pulling on the chain connecting the clamps on my nipples, kissing and biting my neck, as he pistons his throbbing cock in and out of me with my ankles crossed behind his back. The racket I made, but I could care less in the moment. I was too far lost in absolute pleasure. Fuck. Just the memory is making me wet. Ah, as you can imagine, 30 minutes of this utter hedonism would wear on anyone. Luckily, my neighbor upstairs is deaf, so he's none the wiser. The neighbor I share a wall with, though, not so much. My former paramour and I came in a ravenous fury. My no longer affection-starved cunt, squeezing, convulsing, milking every last drop of my hard-earned reward from his throbbing cock, in balls deep and verging on painfully squeezed. I'll take what I want. How long it will take, you ask? Well, how long do you think you can last? So we finished, and he untied me. He was no cuddler, fucking freak. So I moseyed my way to the bathroom once I could stand again. And once in the bathroom, I could hear a faint something. It sounded fleshy, slick, a little wet or slappy. And then a stifled groan. It took me a moment to recognize that I was listening to my neighbor jacking off in his bathroom. And not only are the walls connected, and so are the vents. I was a little stunned at first. That quickly changed to a familiar, very low twinge of pleasure and, shall we say, a certain satisfaction. Now, I don't know if he heard that there was someone in the bathroom all along, on my side. What I do know is that the noises stopped once I flushed, clearly giving away his not-quite privacy. How could he know who was in there, really? Well, he can't. But I know for a fact there are no other men in that apartment at that time. I have no doubt whatsoever it was him. It doesn't help that his wife caught him seconds later. I don't speak Russian, but she sounded awfully angry in the shouting match that ensued. Have you ever heard Russians arguing? It's spectacular. And then a week or two passed by. Harsh looks were exchanged between him and his wife whenever we'd all run into each other, as well as the occasional glare from his wife, blatantly directed at me, as if. It's all very passive-aggressive. There's been no confrontation, though. Not that there's really any reason to have one at all. Their marital issues don't involve me, and I like to keep it that way. It seems like he would, too, since he moved to an apartment in a completely different part of the complex. I don't know if that night had anything to do with them moving or not, but the timing was terribly convenient otherwise. But he works with a management company, so it wouldn't take much to be moved in priority. Still, I don't know. I see him out and about without her, buckling the kids into their car seats, toting tools from apartment to apartment, fixing what needs fixing. He still watches me when he thinks I don't see him. I've caught him checking me out more than once recently, taking a sharp breath in, biting his lip, like he's forcing himself to look away. Look away from that young girl. I might catch on if he lingers instead of looking away, right? And much as I want to tell him, well, I'm no homewrecker. I'd jump his bones given the chance if he were single, though. I do like a man who can fix things around the house. Oh, I really don't know if he'd control himself if he was ever given the opportunity.